Welcome, everyone. This is the What Happened Show. My name is Alex, and today I'm going to be talking about the April 26th edition of Impact Wrestling from Universal Studios Orlando. You know, after that 20-minute promo segment we had on Monday with Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns, and Paul Heyman, it was nice to have a show start off with a match. And that's exactly what we got here. We got Trevor Lee taking on Brian Cage. Brian Cage, who has been built up since day one here in Impact, since his return to Impact, because he was in Impact previously. He's been built up. This was a pretty even match. Like, we had Trevor Lee got a lot of offense in, and it was an even match. And I like to see that building up Brian Cage, not just having squash matches, which, you know, there's a place for squash matches, but after a while, you got to give the guy some competition. And I think Trevor Lee is good competition. He can definitely hang with Brian Cage in the ring. A very talented guy is Trevor Lee. But Brian Cage picked up the win in this match. There was a spot on the outside because Cape Conley was on the outside. He was healing it up. He tried to get involved in the match. And Brian Cage, he's on the outside of the ring. Discus clothesline to Cape Conley. Nearly took his head off. Really nice looking, nasty looking clothesline, actually, not nice. And yeah, like I said, Brian Cage picked up the win with the Death Claw, I believe it's called. Is the name of his finisher? Not too sure, to be honest. I probably should have wrote that one down. But yeah, good match overall. I enjoyed it, and it was nice to see a wrestling show start off with a match. After this match, we cut to a backstage segment. Eddie Edwards is outside. He's walking in, and he looks pissed off. A bit like he was on Sunday. And Tommy Dreamer stops him and is like, "What are you doing here, Eddie?" You know? And Eddie's like, "OVE here, I gotta be here." And Tommy's trying to be, you know, the voice of reason, I guess. He's like, "You gotta go back to the hospital, that's where your wife is." I thought this was a good little segment, you know, showing like how just deranged Eddie has gotten since Sunday and this whole storyline with Sami Callihan. And I think Impact are doing a really good job building up Eddie Edwards, and I don't know exactly where this is going to go. I'm assuming it's going to finish with a blow-off between Callihan and Edwards, but stuff like this, it just adds to it a little bit. And I think that's something that, in the past, Impact have kind of been missing. They've kind of, you know, left little nuances out that, you know, would have made a decent storyline into a good storyline, and a good storyline into a great storyline. So, I appreciate stuff like that. And to add more to this idea that, you know, Eddie Edwards is losing his mind, they cut to the commentary team and they were talking about how shocked they were at the actions of Edwards and how deranged he is and what happened this past Sunday. And I thought that also adds another nuance on top, which I like. I realize I keep on saying nuance, and this shouldn't be something that I should be, you know, surprised to see, but I think Impact in the past have not concentrated on this type of stuff, so it's nice to see, and it just adds to the storyline, which I think is a good thing. Anyway, the commentary team, they were interrupted by Edwards. He comes storming out to the ring. He looks pissed off. He gets on the microphone and says, "This past Sunday, I put Sami Callihan in a hospital, but the job isn't done, because he wants the other two members of OVE, Jay Chris and Dave Chris. They're in the building. Edwards demands that they come out, and so they do, and as they are running down to the ring, Edwards comes flying through the middle rope with a suicide dive and takes the two out. They start brawling everywhere, and Dave Chris gets sent into the steps. Jake is tossed into the ring and gets swung. It's madness. Anyway, we get to a point to where a video starts playing on the Titantron, I don't know if they call it the Titantron in Impact, but that's what it is, I guess. And it's basically of Sami Callihan rolling up in a wheelchair. They've got he's got flowers on his legs, and he's got like two balloons, but they're covering his face. I mean, you kind of knew who it was, but it was pretty creepy. And Alicia's lying there in the bed, and he gets his scissors out, and Alicia's there like, "What do you want?" And she kept on repeating herself. It was kind of weird. He cuts the flowers, and it's just his face, and it's small, like, from that barbed wire that they put across his face. He's got, like, a cut and still dried blood. Like I said, I thought it was really well done. Next up, though, Eddie was he ran to the back to go to the hospital. Next up, we've seen highlights from the world title match at Redemption. Later in the night, we're going to have Scott Steiner and Eli Drake take on LAX for the World Tag Team Championships. We had a flashback moment, which I get why they have these. It's filling time. It was the Steiner brothers taking on the Dudleys in a table match. I didn't watch it. I skipped it. I just figured I'd put that out there. Next up, we get a vignette, which they promised on Sunday, of DJZ. He talking about his injury in Mexico, how he went to a hospital, and they said he was fine. He got sent home. He got back home. By home, I mean his hotel. He got to the hotel. He went to the toilet. Passed out in the toilet. Got sent to another hospital after he woke up, and he had internal bleeding. He said after a year, it was great to be back and at Redemption. It was a fitting way to come back at a pay-per-view called Redemption because of who was his Redemption, which is kind of cool. Even though, as far as I know, I think he's been back for quite a while, like working independence and stuff. So a little bit weird, but, you know, back to Impact, I guess. Next up, we had Braxton Sutter taking on Moose. Braxton comes out to the ring, he gets on the mic, he goes, "I got something to say," but then Moose's music hits, and, yeah, this was a decent match. I mean, Sutter actually announced on Twitter, I believe, last night that, his contract with Impact was up, and that match, I believe, is his last match, unless he has some, like, explosion matches to go through, or maybe he just said it because last night was actually the last night of tapings, because Impact have been taping since Monday, so be interesting to see. I like Sutter. I think he could have been, you know, upper mid-card guy if they'd pushed him, but they kind of kept him like a lower, not comedy, kind of, it was hard to describe his character. I mean, literally the last main thing he did was propose to Sue Young on Sunday and then got Miss spat in his face. So that should explain to you, like, his character, I guess. But, yeah, it was a decent match. I mean, Moose picked up the win, building to it. Moose got on the mic afterwards and said he's coming for Pentagon's championship, which, you know, Impact doing a good job of building up some guys in that main event scene, which I like to see. Also, Josh Matthews, he brought up the idea of Moose versus Brian Cage. And Don Callis made a joke saying, "Oh, you should be the booker." And, you know, Don Callis is in charge, and he should definitely make Brian Cage versus Moose happen at some time pretty quickly, because that match would be fucking awesome. After that match, we cut to a backstage segment between Mackenzie Mitchell. Is talking with X Division champion Matt Sydal. This was a weird promo. He was talking about his third eye and yada, yada, yada. And he's taking on Ishimori next week for the X Division title. Segment was interrupted by a referee calling for medics as someone was lying on the ground and he had an envelope with, I believe, a red X on lying on his chest, which was kind of weird. I'm interested to see where it goes. I wonder who it could be. Maybe someone debuting, maybe someone returning. I don't know. Next up, we go to LAX. They're in their lair, I guess. I don't even know what you'd call it. Their shed. Ortiz is bugging out. I don't know why I just said bugging out, but he's going mad, like, and Santana, I nearly said Sanchez, not Alexis Sanchez. You can tell I'm a Man U fan, can't you? He's there trying to figure out what's going on. He questions Homicide if he sold out in the group. Homicide's actually done with the company, so that's not gonna happen. I believe he's done with the company. He wasn't happy with the way he's being booked and stuff like that, but, you know, I don't know what you can expect. I mean, Homicide's had his fair share of injury problems in the past, but there we go. Anyway, this segment basically ends with Ortiz saying they got to concentrate and getting the titles back and then figure out what the hell's going on with Conan going missing. And, you know, they got to get their heads in the game, a bit like Zac Efron in High School Musical, I guess. I don't know. After this segment, we had the Knockouts Championship match. This was actually two title matches on this show. The tag team title match that we'll get to later. And this match. This was a decent match. You know, Ali is, like, your perfect baby face, like lovable baby face. And Taya, I didn't realize that that match on Sunday at Redemption against Kira Hogan was a number one contenders match. I don't know if they promoted it as that and I just missed it. I thought the match was kind of pointless to have, or it was just one of those things where they kind of, you know, used it as reasoning to put Taya versus Ali as a title match instead of just a normal match. They don't really have much going on with Taya at the minute, so it's kind of weird. But anyway, Ali picked up the win. She hit a super kick and then a code breaker for the win by a pinfall, that is. Post-match, we seen the Undead Brides for the first time. The Undead Bridesmaids, I think, is what they were calling them. They came down to the ring wheeling out a coffin, which was, I gotta admit, was kind of cool. It was a cool visual. They left the coffin there, walked to the back, the lights went out, and we see Soo Young, which I thought was cool. And Soo Young and Ali were going at it. Soo Young gave Ali, I don't know, can't remember the name of the move, what they called it, but it was kind of like a DDT off the second rope, but except she had the arms hooked, nearly. So I don't know if it was a DDT or not. Probably more of a pedigree, a modified pedigree. The lights go out again. And who appears? Rosemary. And the Impact Zone really likes Rosemary, if you can't tell from her reaction. But then, the lights go out again. And Soo Young is gone. And after that, Rosemary just checks on Ali to see if she's okay. They've kind of had like this weird on-screen thing going on with like the Demon Bunny, which I think we'll see more of in the next couple of weeks, because we'll probably be Ali and Rosemary taking on, you know, Soo Young and these Undead Brides. I wonder what talent, if they are going to bring in some talent, like actual wrestlers, to be the Undead Brides. Because I'm assuming at some stage, like one or two of them will get involved from a wrestling standpoint. I think there was like six, maybe eight of them that wheeled out the coffin. I think it was six. I can't imagine all six of them being, you know, used, but one or two, maybe, I would assume. We've seen a preview for Slammiversary on July 22nd. I really like the promo video they did for Slammiversary. I think it actually makes the place they're holding it, which I believe is called the Rebel Complex in Toronto. It looks really cool. It's actually a nightclub. It's like a massive nightclub, which I find ridiculous. And I googled it, and apparently, depending on like the configuration you use, it can hold up to 3,200 people, which is ginormous. And like, if that thing's a nightclub, I gotta get some flights to Toronto. You know what I mean? No, I'm only joking. Anyway, after that, we got a backstage segment with KM and Fala Ba, who I still don't understand why they're not just pushing Fala Ba as like a monster babyface, a bit like Braun Strowman, except they're like that kind of idea. It was weird, you know. KM was apologizing for fat shaming him, and he was gonna make it up to him next week. Ba was as confused as I was by watching this. It was weird. After this, we seen Eddie Edwards make it to the hospital. He asked where Sami Callihan is. Alicia said he just wanted to talk. Edwards wondered why she would want to talk to Callahan after everything he's done. He storms off. He wants to find Callahan. He bumps into two doctors, I think, and pushes them to the ground. It was weird. We go back to Don Callis and Josh Matthews after this, and they're, you know, just recapping what's going on. We had a video package of what's going on between Johnny Impact and Kongo Kong, and to be honest, I think this was just really to give a reason why Johnny wasn't at Redemption and wasn't on this show and probably won't be on the show for the next couple of weeks. After this, we go to the World Tag Team title match. We go Eli Drake and Scott Steiner versus LAX. Before the match, Steiner got on the mic, cut a promo. He actually said last night by accident, because I'm assuming this was taped Monday night. It should have been, you know, last Sunday. But, you know, he said, you know, the reason why Conan wasn't there was because Taco Bell had a discount, which I thought was kind of funny. you know, for those of you who don't know what Taco Bell is, it's a Mexican fast food joint in America. Anyway, Steiner is, he's a bit ridiculous. I mean, he started saying white trash and stuff, which I'm surprised they let him say once. I'm surprised they let him say it again and didn't edit it out. Anyway, the match starts off, and it was a decent match. They were playing up this idea of LAX being a bit off because Conan wasn't there, and he, you know, not sure what's going to go on and who is this King guy that they've been talking about. And Steiner and Eli Drake end up retaining. After this, Eli gets on the mic and he starts talking about his briefcase and how he wants to be world champion as well as tag team champions. He wants to be both. This cues Austin Aries to come on out. He's has his arm in the cast because the match on Sunday, you know, Pentagon dislocated his elbow, which I found very weird that the girl who handed him the mic would hand him the mic to the hand of the injured arm. It was a bit weird because you could clearly tell he wasn't selling it. You know, he had the cast thing on, but he wasn't selling that he was in pain or anything. He was moving the arm around, moving his elbow around pretty well. And he cut a promo saying, look, the Impact Grand Championship, because he holds it, is just important. It's on the same level as the world title. So I'm going to hazard a guess that this is maybe Impact's way of writing this title off screen now. I think it should be. I don't really see the point of the title. Like, the title was introduced with these weird rules with the three rounds and the MMA rules and the judges, and they got rid of that because they realized how stupid it was, thankfully, because those matches didn't work. It was just, it disrupted the flow of the match and just made it very weird and awkward. This cued Pentagon Jr. to come out, and the guy can't really speak that great English. So, he cut a promo, a little promo, a small promo in Spanish, and then Eli Drake attacked him. It was weird. I don't know if the camera missed, like, the shot, or it was just, like, an awkward edit that they had to do for whatever reason. But it looked kind of off. Anyway, Eli and Steiner beat down Aries and Pentagon. And, eventually, Pentagon and Aries got the best of Eli and Steiner. And we had Aries in the ring. He gets up and he picks up the world title as well as the grand championship. And he goes to hand it. And I don't know if he meant to hand it to him or Pentagon pulls it off him. Tries to pull it off him. And he has the title again, holding it with the injured arm. And Pentagon tries to pull it off him. And Aries is able to resist with the injured arm. It was kind of stupid to me. I was like, just switch the belts. Like, just switch them. Like, switch hands. And it would have made perfect sense. Because if it was in the non-injured arm, you'd be like, yeah, sure. Yeah, it's fine. It was just weird to me. Like, why bother putting the cast on and all that stuff? And going through the hassle of doing that just to have Aries not sell it. When he's out there, it kind of breaks the illusion that he actually has a dislocated, that he actually dislocated his elbow and is actually injured. But yeah, that's how Impact went off the air. They had a standoff between Aries holding up the Grand Championship and Pentagon holding up the world title. And I'm assuming this is going to lead to Pentagon versus Aries one-on-one as a rematch. Yeah, and I can't complain because heel Aries, which is what it's been, which is what it seems like it's going to be, is a lot better than babyface Aries. And Pentagon is a great wrestler, and it should be a fantastic match. Anyway, that has been the first episode of What's Happened. I have been Alex. Thank you guys for listening. If you guys have any questions, you can tweet me. You can find my Twitter in the description below. I'll also provide an email address down there that you guys can email me at if you don't want to tweet me or you don't have a Twitter account. But the best way to interact with me will probably be through Twitter. Anyway, thank you guys for listening, and I'll catch you on my next podcast.